Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Welcome back to the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Brooks Harvey, here tonight. And let me tell you, we have a packed house for this episode. This is probably the most people we have ever had on an episode. It is our season 3 finale. It's hard to believe that we have done 3 seasons of this podcast. That if you are still listening, thank you, or watching. But with me, we have Steph down there in Florida. Steph, how are you doing?
Ooh, I am nervous.
Hi, everyone.
And we have Kelton in the great state of Texas. Kelton, how are you doing?
Howdy, howdy, y'all.
And we have multiple guests on tonight. Jenny, unfortunately, could not make it tonight. Jenny, we hope you feel better. But for the Mouse Ears Podcast, we have Shelby. Shelby, how are you doing?
Doing good. Excited. Nervous. Yeah.
And we have returning the running Ohana. We have Jordan. Jordan, how are you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm good. Thanks for having me back.
We have Robbie. Robbie, how are you doing?
What? How's it going, Brooks? I'm good.
That's good. And then we have first time, and hopefully not the last time, we have Gabby and Matthew. How are y'all doing?
Good.
Excited to be here.
I'm going to need y'all to say stuff in unison.
So, okay, we'll work on that.
There you go. So you may be wondering, if you're listening and haven't read the show title, why do we have so many people on? Well, we're trying to do something big here for the season 3 finale. Season 2, we did trivia, and I think that was a huge hit. Stephanie, I'm still coming after you for that trivia title. But for season 3, we're switching up a little bit. We're playing Family Feud. So we have the Mouse Ears Podcast versus the Running Ohana. So we have, if you're watching it on YouTube, we have a PowerPoint up with all the questions. If you're watching it on Facebook, we're not live on Facebook yet. Maybe season 4. Who knows?
We should have thought of that.
Ooh. Yes. So if you want us to broadcast these lives, I don't know if you want us to do that, because we do some editing. but if that is something that you want, let us know on the Facebook group. But if you're watching us on YouTube, we have a PowerPoint up. If you're listening to us, just use your imagination. Just imagine this, like this is a, you know, maybe D&D, just, you know, it all goes, all is involved in your imagination. I don't recommend closing your eyes and imagining while you're driving. Do not do that. Mouse Ears Podcast is not responsible for any car wrecks or any injuries happening while listening to the Mouse Ears Podcast. But anyway, so we are playing Family Feud, and I am your host, Brooks Harvey. I was hoping to potentially shave off the beard and just have the mustache. I talked about it. I did not clear it with Kelsey ahead of time, so I did not want to approach that. So we are just going to be going right into it. We are not recording a new news during this recording. But if you want all the latest news happening in Disney, Universal, Royal Caribbean, go to either the Mouse Ears blog or our Facebook group for all the latest news. And again, if you're watching us on YouTube, help us spread more magic. And if you love all things travel, but mostly Disney, click that like button, subscribe to our channel, and smash that little bell for your VIP pass to be notified of every new episode. Right before we get into the game of the night, we still have our trivia. So our Our trivia question is, of course, brought to you by Magic Candle Company. Next time you want a Disney-inspired scent to fill your room or office, whether it be a candle, room spray, or more, use our special promo code MOUSEEARS for 15% off. That is MOUSEEARS for 15% off of any future Magic Candle Company purchase. So since we're doing Family Feud, came up with a Family Feud trivia question. Our trivia question is, how many hosts have there been on Family Feud since it first aired in 1976? It has been around for that long. Stay tuned to the end of our episode for that answer. If you're watching it on YouTube, put it in the comments to see if you're correct. So, again, we're playing Family Feud. We have our two teams. We have our team captains. Is everyone ready?
Let's go, bro.
All right. So, this is Family Feud. Mouse Ears Podcast Edition.
So, I love that.
Going over family, just the game rules real quick. Which again, if you're watching this, I had this set up for also my pharmacy week at work. So the game rules are going to be a tiny different playing through this. So instead of pressing a button, each team captain is going to be raising their hand to quote unquote press the buzzer. And then whoever presses their buzzer first will be allowed to answer the question. If you get the number one answer, you will get to choose whether you will pass or play. If you do not get the number one answer, the other team will be able to steal that question. The controlling team will be able to guess the answer for points. If you get three strikes or three misses, you will lose control to the other team, and that team will be able to steal the points, and points for the remaining correct answers will be rewarded to the opposite team. So we are actually going to be playing 8 rounds. So whoever has the most points after 8 rounds, we get to play Fast Money. Is everyone ready? Any questions?
Yes.
All right. Yes.
So is it going to be that you're going to give us a topic and we are trying to guess the best answers that you guys did on like Facebook or something? Did you post this to the?
Yes. So throughout season 3, I actually had a Google survey going. We shared it on our Facebook group, and also it was on our link tree in TikTok. And I had all the questions on that link tree. And so so all of these questions and all the answers were surveyed by our Mouse Ears universe. So all these answers are from the Mouse Ears universe. So I have several questions, and you will try to guess the number one answer from the Mouse Ears universe.
So inside the box. Gotcha.
Yeah. So with Family Feud, it says either we surveyed 100 people, surveyed 100 men, 100 women. So we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe.
100 Mouse Ears. Gotcha.
Little disclaimer, it was not 100. So I had to do a little bit of math to get the points values up to 100. So got the questions. We got our team captains. So first up, we have Robbie and we have Kelton. Are y'all ready?
Kelton, put yourself.
All right.
It's time to play Family Feud. Give it up for Steve.
Steve Harvey is not here tonight. Brooks Harvey is here. So, all right. Are we ready? All right. So here we go. We survey the Mouse Ears universe. What is your favorite ride slash attraction at Magic Kingdom? All right. Robbie, raise his hand first. He did slightly get his hand up first, Kelton. All right. What was... All right, Robbie. What was According to Masters Universe, what is your favorite ride slash attraction in Magic Kingdom?
Space Mountain.
Space Mountain was not actually in the top six answers. So, Kelton, you have a chance to steal.
I'm going Tron.
Tron was the number four answer. All right. Mouse ears, are you going to pass or are you going to play?
We're going to play.
All right. So, Steph, are you ready? So, we surveyed Mouse ears universe. What is your favorite ride slash attraction in Magic Kingdom?
Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Good Mansion.
Good answer.
Was the number one answer. Whoa. All right. Yes. Shelby. Are you ready? Survey Mouse Ears Universe. What is your favorite ride slash attraction in Magic Kingdom?
I'm going to go to Jungle Cruise.
Jungle Cruise.
No.
Was actually not in the top six.
No.
So, all right, Kelton, we're going back to you. Again, you only have one strike. What is your, according to Mouse Ears Universe, what is your favorite ride slash attraction in Magic Kingdom?
I'm going to go Big Thunder. Big Thunder Mountain.
Big Thunder. It's the number two answer. All right. Steph, we're back to you.
Going with Pirates. Pirates of the Caribbean. Arg.
All right. Pirates.
Yes.
The number three. All right, Shelby. There's only two answers left. Only one strike. According to Mouse Ears Universe, what is your favorite ride slash attraction at Magic Kingdom?
I'm going to go with Small World.
Small World was not in the top six. Yeah. So, all right. So, Ronnie Ohana, get ready. So you'll have a chance to potentially steal. So, potentially confer in your group chat through texting. So, Kelton, we are back to you. Two strikes, two answers left. According to Mouse Ears Universe, what is your favorite ride slash attraction at Magic Kingdom?
I may have to go. I'll do either Splash Mountain or Tiana's, whichever way you want to put it.
That's a good answer. Good answer. Unfortunately, that was not in. All right. So, Ronnie Ohana, are y'all ready? So, Robbie, since you're the team captain, you're going to be the one giving the answer. Hopefully, if y'all had conferred. According to Mouse Ears Universe, what is your favorite ride slash attraction at Magic Kingdom?
All right, guys, are we sure on the text? Okay. We're going to go with Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. That, unfortunately, was not. So, the number five answer was Carousel of Progress. And the number six answer, does anyone want to take a guess?
Peter Pan.
Was it Peter?
Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
It was Peter Pan. That's wow. What I said. Favorite ride slash attraction.
I knew I should have gone with my gut there, because that was the first thing that I guessed in our group chat was Peter Pan.
You can blame Matthew on that one. No, he'll be gone for the rest of the episode. I'm just kidding.
So did we win that round?
So Mouse Ears wins round one.
Yes.
That's all progress right. Really threw me.
That one.
I had those two in my head.
I had Peter Pan, but so. Yeah, me too. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I don't know about others, but like this is kind of like my favorites, but I assumed I was an outlier and very different from.
And I will say, Carousel is my personal favorite. I mean, I have a Carousel of Progress quote on my wall. I did not vote in any of these.
I'll be honest. I would have expected the People Mover before the Carousel of Progress being on this one. I'm not upset.
I would have never.
That one wasn't even in my top five of like options, possibilities. It's just.
We're learning a lot about the podcast listeners. I'm going to get in the mind.
Yeah, so, you're right about that.
Yeah. I was shocked People Mover wasn't on there.
So I will say little caveat. On some of these questions, people put, I don't know, I couldn't choose. Their answers were not factored in.
Okay.
So if someone said, I don't know, or if someone said all of them, I did not count that answer. So I would just say that. Mm-hmm. All right. So Mouse Ears takes round one. Round two, we have Jordan and Steph up at the podium. Are y'all ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right, here we go. Round two. According to the Mouse Ears universe, which seven dwarf do you relate to the most? I'm going to go with Steph. That barely beat it out. Steph, according to Mouse Ears universe, which seven dwarf do you relate to the most?
Dopey.
Dopey. It's the number two answer. So, Jordan, if you can guess the number one answer, you can steal it.
I'm going to go with Grumpy.
Grumpy is the number three answer. So, Steph, are y'all going to pass or play?
What do you guys want?
I think y'all want to play. I think
we'll play.
Playing. Yeah. We're playing.
All right. So, Shelby, already two answers off the board. According to Mouse Ears Universe, which seven dwarf do you relate to the most?
Sleepy.
Sleepy was the resounding number one answer.
Woo! Nice one, Redeemed Shelby.
Myself.
All right, so Kelton, we're back to you. No strikes, only two answers left. According to the Mouse Ears universe, which seven dwarf do you relate to the most?
I'm going to go with Happy, Brooks. Happy.
Happy.
Even though that's not me, but definitely one of them.
Is the number four answer. All right. So
bring them points, baby. Let's go. Yeah,
so then this may go more into... If you know all these seven dwarfs, because I think if you try to ask a lot of people, they tend to forget a couple. So, Shelby, according to the Mouse Ears universe, which seven dwarf do you relate to the most?
I was going to say sneezing. Don't click the eye.
That is actually not on the board.
Oh, boo.
All right. So, Steph, we are back to you. Only one strike. According to Mouse Ears Universe, which seven dwarf do you relate to the most?
Doc.
Doc is the number five answer.
I need to apologize to my team here. My brain has been so focused on Dopey for the last year that I forgot Sleepy even existed.
Yeah,
I knew you were going to go for right Dopey.
This is Sleepy.
I was going for Dopey if Seth didn't beat me.
Dopey.
It's your spirit dwarf.
Yeah. Hey. Thank you. I know what you meant by that.
I didn't even think about it that way.
All right, so...
Your sunglasses there, Robbie.
Who's the seventh dwarf?
It's Grumpy Happy...
Bashful.
Sneezy, Grumpy, Dopey, Doc.
Bashful is the one I was forgetting. It's the only one I didn't remember.
So... All right, so... At the end of two rounds, Mouse Ears has a commanding lead. However... Renan Ohana can still come back, and the last couple of rounds, rounds six and seven are worth double, and round eight is worth triple. So
we're winning in spirit. That's all that really matters. So, you know, whatever.
As long as you're having a good time.
Are we winning in number of medals earned this year too?
I would imagine so. All right. So, all right. We have Gabby and Matthew, and we have Shelby. Are y'all ready?
Yes, Gabrielle is ready to answer.
All right.
We're doing it at the same time, remember?
Yes. All right. So, all right. Steph? I mean, Shelby, you good?
I don't know. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Good. Okay, yeah. Good. I had to switch.
No, just stay here.
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm ready.
All right. All right. So here we go. Round three, according to the Mouse Ears universe, which Disney villain would you switch lives with? All right, Shelby.
Maleficent.
Maleficent was the resounding number one answer. All right. Oh, good. Someone else can do the spin. Shelby, are y'all going to pass or play?
Let's play.
All right. So, Kelton, back to you. According to the Mouse Ears universe, which Disney villain would you switch lives with?
I think it's simple. Channeling my inner Elise, we're going Evil Queen.
Ooh.
Ooh, Evil Queen was the number four answer.
How can that be?
So,
should be number two.
Steph, back to you. According to the Mouse Ears universe, which Disney villain would you switch lives with?
Why wouldn't you want to switch lives with a god? Hades. Hello. I got flames in my hair.
Whoa.
Hades.
That's right.
What's the number three answer?
That's a solid answer.
All right, Shelby, we're back to you. According to the Mouse Ears universe, which Disney villain would you switch lives with?
I have to go with just what's in my head, Scar, but I don't know.
Ooh, Scar. He is surrounded by idiots. And the number six answer. Y'all are cleaning up on this round. All right. Kelton,
I love that
back
he's surrounded by idiots.
I'm surrounded by idiots.
Surrounded.
You won't get a sniff without me. Okay.
I love it.
All right, Kelton. No strikes, two answers remaining, according to the Mouse Ears universe. Which Disney villain would you switch lives with?
I don't know if I would really classify this one as a villain, but I'm going Gaston.
Ooh.
Well, no one fights like Gaston, and no one guessed Gaston. At least not in the top six. So it's okay.
That was a
only
good
one
answer.
Only one strike. So
yeah, with like 20 more options. You're not making this easy.
That's what I'm sitting here thinking.
There's a million ways to go here.
So Steph, back to you. According to Mouse Ears Universe, which Disney villain would you switch lives with?
I would love to captain my own Jolly Roger. Captain Hook for me, please. Two. Thank you.
Oh.
Good answer.
I mean, depending on really who you talk answer. To, is he a villain? I mean,
yes,
he's my boyfriend.
So,
right, Robbie.
And he was also the number five answer.
Whoa!
So close, only guys. One on. Answer remaining. You only have one strike. We're looking for the number two answer, Shelby. According to the Mouse Ears universe, which Disney villain would you switch lives with?
Jafar is coming to mind. Jafar.
Ooh, Jafar.
Good answer. Good answer.
He's got powers.
Good answer. Not good enough. All right, Kelton, it's back to you. So, running Ohana, get ready. Confer for a chance to steal. Kelton, it's all up to you. According to the Mouse Ears universe, which Disney villain would you switch lives with?
There's some.
This is hard. It's no pressure.
Queen of Hearts. I'm not sure. Queen of Hearts.
Ooh,
that's Queen a good one. Queen of Hearts.
That was good, though.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
All right. So, running Ohana, Yeah, chance to confer. We're looking for the number two answer. According to the Mouse Ears universe, which Disney villain would you switch lives with for a chance to get on the board?
Who answers, the captain or us?
Yeah, we're the captain.
Whoever y'all want to answer.
All right, so we're stuck between two.
Okay, you can only give one.
Well, unfortunately, we're going to go with Cruella De Vil.
Good answer, good answer. Unfortunately, not the answer that we were looking for.
I'm impressed.
All right. Does Who anyone want to give a guess?
Did anyone Ursula? Give one?
Ursula.
Oh, Ursula. Ursula. Good answer.
Man.
Good answer.
Gabby, was that the one? Really, was that the other one?
That was the
first one I threw in the chat, and it was the
She couldn't make a decision, so I had to just...
That will be the downfall of my life.
Honestly, Cruella was my guess. Ursula, for whatever reason, I did not think about her.
I would rather...
I didn't think about her.
No, I don't want to be underwater. Her. I hate water. But
Ursula... I was going...
In hands, if you're Ursula, right? 8 and 2.
I think Queen of Hearts was a great
that was a good
option, Kelton. I didn't think about that.
That was a good one.
Purple head!
Right. I was trying to go through Mickey's not so scary like Boo to You parade. Like that's like where I was trying to pull.
I had Captain Classic. Hook in my brain from the beginning because we were at the Run Disney Expo taking pictures with characters, and Robbie will tell you Captain Hook cozied up to me pretty much. So now Robbie calls him my boyfriend.
Yep.
Love it. Love it. I was thinking it's sticking.
Is Dr. Facilier, because who doesn't have friends on the other side, right?
Forgot about that guy.
You know, I thought Yzma, because she's got a really great poster to get into her lair. And just that ride alone, but I know she's not that popular.
I mean, she also has Kronk with his spinach buffs.
Best idea ever.
I'm
going
to get all the Toy Story villains out of my head.
Emperor Zurg did come to mind.
Me too.
Darth Vader was jumping around in here.
I would have picked him.
Yeah, right.
So just going over a little bit of a recap. After three rounds, Mouse Ears, y'all have three rounds with a score of 267. Running Ohana, there is still time.
Or not.
So
we're second half team. We can.
All right. So going to round four, we bring it back to Kelton and Robbie.
Let's go, Robbie. Ready?
All right. Here we go. Now this one might be polarizing. Again, we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe, and these answers are according to the Mouse Ears universe. Here we go. According to the Mouse Ears universe, what is your favorite Disney movie? Kelton was first.
Lion King.
Lion King. I will say that is my favorite, not just Disney movie. That is my favorite movie. That was number four. Wow. So Robbie, you have a chance to steal. According to the Mouse Ears universe, what is their favorite movie?
Frozen.
Frozen was not on the top six. So, Kelton, are y'all going to pass or are you going to play?
Well, what do we want to do?
It's about your audience again, Brooks. I don't know about this.
Hey, I can.
Like OG Disney, or are we like, you know, the Moanas, the Frozens? I need a time frame here. VHS or DVD?
There was not a time frame.
Difficult.
Are we going to pass or play?
I think your team is the same play.
We're going to play. Yeah. Not a question.
All right. So, Steph, according to the Mouse Ears universe, what is your favorite Disney movie?
Moana.
Moana was the number two answer. All right. Shelby, we're back to you. According to the Mouse Ears universe, what is your favorite Disney movie?
Can we go with Toy Story? Pixar count?
I mean, you certainly can.
We're going to go with
it
that.
It was not in the top six.
Ooh.
So, Shoot. All right, Kelton, back to you. According to the Mouseears universe, what is your favorite Disney movie?
Aladdin.
That is a great answer. I like that answer. Unfortunately, that was not in their top six. Yeah, Steph, I was shocked by some of these answers.
My ears fall off, like literally. Yeah. My ears fell off.
My ears fell off.
All right.
This doesn't make sense. I have questions.
All right. Run in, Ohana. Get ready because there's already two strikes. So start conferring. All right, Shelby. Steph, we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe asking what is their favorite Disney movie?
The Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid is the number three answer.
Wow. I'm all sweating. Right.
Sweating like a sinner in church.
Shelby, check your Facebook messages.
All right. So, Shelby, we're back to you. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe asking, what is your favorite Disney movie?
So, I am thinking, and I am going to... Do I go with the group or do I go with my head?
Go with your head.
Go with your head.
My head? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast was the number one answer.
We love that.
Love to all see right. it. Also, so didn't know we had a group chat, but we do now.
I will say, try to limit the group chat only to stealing, because that's typically how Family Feud typically is.
We will hear.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say she did not use what was in the group chat.
I didn't
now,
use it.
So it hasn't all been right. used yet.
So, Kelton, we are back to you. Run Ohana, still be ready. Two strikes, only two answers left on the board. Kelton, we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe asking, what is your favorite Disney movie?
Princess and the Frog. We'll try that.
Princess and the Frog was the number six answer.
Oh, so much pressure.
Steph, it is all up to you for the Mouseears. You can take a commanding lead. We surveyed the Mouseears universe asking, what is your favorite Disney movie?
I'm thinking. Give me a second. I'm really, really going. I'm going through my entire Disney Plus wish list or watch list.
You have 5 seconds.
Gosh. Okay. I'm going to go with Cinderella, classic.
Cinderella. Good guess. Good guess. Not in the top six. All right.
I'm so sorry, guys.
That was
I'm
my guess,
so
too.
Sorry.
You're good. Right.
So, Running Ohana.
Oh.
Have it ready, Robbie. Given the answer, we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. What is your favorite Disney movie according to the Mouse Ears universe?
I've lost the connection to my chat, so I don't know what you've been saying. We're gonna go with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
That is a classic. Not the one we're looking for.
Oh my gosh. How?
Does anyone want to take a guess?
Peter Pan.
Enchant. What is it? Enchanted or Encanto? Encanto.
Oh, Encanto.
That is true. That was a good call.
It was not.
Oh, love Tangled.
It was not Tangled. It was not Peter Pan. It was not Encanto.
Oh, then.
Jungle Book. Not,
no.
Oh, goodness.
This answer, dare I say, went the distance.
Carousel of Progress.
Hercules.
Whoa.
Hercules.
Darn it. I thought about that earlier on, too.
Hercules in the chat.
Our soundtracks for the Running Ohana, like training stuff.
Yeah, for real.
Guys, these rings literally say beat the odds, go the distance.
Should have used those.
Oh, man.
I'm going to blame it on training brain, okay?
I mean, what a soundtrack, though, honestly. Can we just say? Yeah.
Always slaps.
Especially when it ends up in like a nighttime spectacular or something.
Yes. Tears.
I mean, instant goosebumps.
After.
Ever after.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I cry yeah. every time.
Oh, yeah. And when it was in Harmonious, right? Towards mm-hmm. the end, that like yeah. rocked my world.
The song is just never not going to be yeah. great.
No.
Never. Well, never.
Mouse ears, you're on your way, but can you go the distance?
Yeah,
we are halfway through. We are halfway through. And Masters, y'all have taken all four rounds.
Are we at 400? I mean, we're not going for 400, but I'm just saying.
Y'all are not at 400 yet.
I don't think the points matter. So,
we're doing points most points. We're doing.
My cheeks hurt.
We're doing the most after 8 rounds. So, all right.
Our animals are moving in. They are trying to get very active in this. They're like, we're going to take over for Running Ohana. Yeah.
All right. So next up, we have Jordan and we have Steph. Are y'all ready?
It's my turn. Yes.
Yep. Okay. Again, we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. And according to the Mouse Ears universe, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to participate in a Run Disney race, Jordan?
1.
Wait,
according to the Masters universe, that was yes. Does someone ask for clarification?
Yeah, what's the scale? 1 is like likely
one is I will never do it. 10 is I'm currently running.
Perfect, thank you.
All right. So, Running Ohana, are y'all going to pass or play?
We're going to play.
All right. So, Gabby and Matthew, we are back to y'all. According to the Mouse Ears universe, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely, on 1 being least likely, 10 most likely, how likely are you to participate in a Run Disney event?
This is your, like, Run Disney opposites right here. But somebody has committed to doing it, so we're gonna go with a 6.
6.
Yeah, I don't like the look he's giving me though. Okay, I don't want to play anymore.
Well, that was not
all
on
3
the...
X's.
No,
that was sorry. So wrong. We lost everything.
No, sorry, 1 X. All right, so Robbie, we are back to you.
I'm gonna need that X back for the emotional turmoil that you just put me through, Brooks. So. Are we back at 0 X's?
No, just 1.
Okay.
I took away 2 X's. So on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being least likely, 10 most likely, according to the Mouse Ears universe, how likely are you to participate in a Run Disney event?
Show me a 3.
All right. 3 is the number 4 answer. All right, Jordan, we are back to you. According to the Mouse Ears universe, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely are you to participate in a Run Disney event?
I'm going to go 4.
4 is not in the top 6 answers. So, Mouse Ears, now y'all can communicate and get your guests ready. We're going back to Gabby and Matthew. According to the Mouse Ears universe, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being least likely, 10 most likely, how likely are you to participate in a Run Disney event?
I think the last one.
We're going to go with a 5.
5 is the number 6 answer.
Those middle of the roaders, thank you.
All right, Robbie, we are back to you. survey the Mouse Ears universe on a scale of 1 to 10. How likely are you to participate in a Run Disney event?
Should have been writing down the numbers that we've already guessed. We're going to go within 8.
All right. 8 is the number 5 answer.
I didn't kill it.
All right, Jordan, we are back.
Yeah, leave it to me to kill it, Robbie.
Well, that's you.
All right, Jordan, we are back to you. Only 2 answers left, the number 2 and number 3 answer. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being most likely, 1 being least likely, and 10 most likely, according to the Mouse Ears universe, how likely are you to participate in a Run Disney event? Five seconds.
2
is not in the top 6 answers. All right. Mouse Ears, we're going to go to Steph for the answer. Steph, on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being least likely, 10 most likely, according to Mouse Ears Universe, how likely are you to participate in a Run Disney event?
Steph, guess 27.
Robbie.
Could they go Robbie. Off both with 0?
Okay. So, Brooks Harvey.
Yes.
My answer is 7.
7. Was a number 3 answer.
Not expecting that. I'm so glad the pressure's off of me now.
The number 2 answer.
Good job.
The number 2 answer was 10. So they were ready. Mouse Ears Universe, some of them are ready. Some of them are ready to run.
Well, we're always ready to grow the Ohana. So hit us up. Let us know if you want to join in.
We might not be participating in trivia nights or anything. We're just going to stick on the course, though.
All right. Well, at the end of 5 rounds, Mouse Ears is winning. We're just going to say that. But these last 3 rounds are worth double and triple. So Running Ohana, y'all can still come back. So we have Gabby and Matthew, and we have Shelby. Round number 6, according to the Mouse Ears universe, got double. Which Disney character would you like to have as a sidekick? That was Shelby, very emphatically.
I would like Timon from Lion King.
Timon.
No, don't.
Shockingly, was not in there. All right. Matthew.
No, that's. Oh, what happens if we don't get one?
Then it goes back and forth until y'all get one. Mm-hmm. So you don't. You just have to get one of the 6 answers.
Oh.
Well. I'm gonna say Abu from Aladdin.
Abu was the number 2 answer. All right,
he got his.
All right, are y'all going to pass or play?
Ooh. I mean, we got to play.
We got to play.
All right. So, going back to Robbie. Robbie, we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. Which Disney character would you like as a sidekick?
Oh man, there's so many good ones. You know, I really like Warm Hugs, Brooks Harvey, so I'm going to go with Olaf.
All right. Good answer. Good answer. And the number 3 answer.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yep. All right. So, Jordan, we are back to you. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. Which Disney character would you like to have as a sidekick?
I'm also going to go with an Aladdin sidekick. I'm going to go with Genie.
Genie, that's a good answer. Unfortunately, not in the top 6.
Shocking.
That's abysmal. Yeah. Mouse Ears universe. That's horrible.
I feel like that would have been the most useful too.
Right? Mm-hmm. That was my vote.
Yeah. So Gaff you. I'm trying to come up with a celebrity name.
I would like to poll the rest of your listeners for a better name, yeah. please. No offense. You are a perfect host.
That'll be the poll for next week. Gabrielle and Matthew's ship name.
All right. Y'all are already at two. No, I'm kidding. Already at two. All right. Only one strike. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. What Disney character would you like as a sidekick?
So I would have to go with Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear. So he does come to the rescue. Unfortunately, he was not in the top six. So, Mouse Ears, confer, get ready to potentially steal. We're going back to Robbie, filled with Christmas spirit. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. What Disney character would you like as a sidekick?
Got like four different answers, but I think the one that I'm going to go with is Mushu. Who doesn't want Eddie Murphy as a sidekick?
Yep. I mean, he is willing to bite a butt or two for you. And that was enough to get the number one answer.
I'm retiring right now. Good luck, team.
All right, Jordan, we're back to you. We have three answers still on the board with two strikes. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. What Disney character would you like as a sidekick?
Well, I didn't go with it last time and it failed me. So I'm going to say Pegasus.
Pegasus. Be flying all around.
Don't like your tone.
Unfortunately, it was not in the top six. So, Mouse Ears, you have a chance to steal. According to the Mouse Ears universe, what Disney character would you like as a sidekick? Shelby, you're the one giving the answer.
Oh, it's back to me. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, hold up. Ooh. We're going to go with Pluto. Classic.
Pluto. Classic. One of the Fab Five.
One of the Fab Five.
Mickey's but not in the top six.
No.
Brooks, are we on the board? Do we have points?
So that means Running Ohana is on the board.
The point is this like yeah. We just got the Golden Snitch, so we don't even need to play the rest of the game.
No, that would be round eight.
Okay. We'll take all right. Guess.
So, answer according to Master's Universe number four, which Disney character would you like as a sidekick? Pascal.
Yeah.
What was on my list?
Sweet.
Number five. Flounder.
Okay.
Solid.
And finally, number six. Even though he does not like to be on the water. Poi.
Pua.
Pua.
Oh, is that how you say it? I thought it was Pua.
That one.
I thought it was Poi.
I thought of two of the three. But there's just so many answers. It's like, do you go with the human version of the sidekick or like the animal version of the sidekick? That was hard. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
These last two have been no joke.
This not is, fun. Yeah.
Yep.
I personally want Miko on my side. My sidekick is Miko.
Oh, yeah.
Sweetest.
I almost said cutie. The seven dwarves, but then I was like,
all seven.
Can we just talk about the fact that Pluto isn't a great sidekick? I mean,
sad day.
I am all about pets and dogs. Come on. People of the universe.
Is Stitch a sidekick or is he a main character? Isn't he technically
main character?
That's hard.
He is.
Yeah. I don't know how to answer that.
feel like that's a whole other episode right there, Brooks. There you go, man.
That is the debate. That's as big of a debate as Canada or Mexico.
Which, according to Disney, Disney Parks X, or formerly Twitter, gave an official answer.
They're wrong
to that question.
What was the answer?
Lilo and Stitch?
I'm not gonna lie. I have been
Mexico or Canada.
Canada. It's weird. I don't know what's happening.
According to Disney Parks X, Canada.
Blasphemy.
Okay, but let's be real though. Nobody, like in real life, nobody goes to Canada to party. Okay.
You go there to end the party. Like that's where it's supposed to end.
So that everybody will start going Canada so they can go the right way themselves. And it's not.
I mean, I always start in like France, UK, because, you know, international gateway, but
right,
who's thinking like that?
Oh, fish and chips and a nice cold beer.
Love it.
Love it.
Give me a Smittix all day long. If I could,
France is open for breakfast.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I'm so hungry now.
Give me a nice Joffrey's.
Yes, to my Joffrey's.
Yes.
All right.
All right. So we're going to round number 7. Give me What's Robbie. Give me Kelton.
I'm here.
A we're lot here. To a little.
Are we still winning?
Yes.
Nope.
Okay.
Yes. All right. So remember this round 6 was worth double. Round 7 is worth double. Round 8 is worth triple. So moving right along to number 7. Give me Kelton. Give me Robbie. According to the Mouse Ears universe, what Disney movie made you cry? Kelton had his hand up very quickly.
Fox and the Hound.
Oh,
straight from the back. Reel it in.
Obviously, no millennials voted on
this. The whole
list.
Truth.
Oh, jeez.
That was not in the top 6. All right, Robbie, according to the Mouse Series universe, which Disney movie made them cry?
Well, Brooks, I feel like the running Ohana score is not going down. It's going to go up.
That was the number one answer.
Shut up. Oh my gosh, I'm so mad. I'm so mad right now. That's Pixar.
Mom and I cried our eyes out in the theater.
Disney, yeah. Pixar. All right, so Jordan, we're back to you. Oh, Running Ohana, are y'all going to pass or play?
Oh, we're absolutely playing.
Okay. Jordan, it's your turn. According to the Mouse Ears universe, what Disney movie made them cry?
This is hard.
This is probably the most that I had all of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I got to go with my gut. Frozen 2.
Frozen 2.
Is I'm not on the board. I'm getting these wrong, so don't trust me, guys.
I mean, I cry during every movie, and also just...
But I'm sorry, like, that scene when Anna sings Do the Next Right Thing, I can't get through it, ever.
Breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. I'm with you. With you, Jordan.
All right, so we're at the couple that needs to be named.
we're going to go with The Lion King.
The Lion King. It's a number 2 answer.
He will never fist bump me in this relationship.
I'll fist bump you. Please, right
please tell me when you do a fist bump, he goes. Yeah. Okay. So, Robbie, we are back to you. You only have one strike. According to the Masters universe, which Disney movie made you cry?
Toy Story 3 had me bawling, so I think I'm going to go with that.
Toy Story 3 was not on the board.
You're wrong, Masters universe. You're wrong.
So, All right, Mouse Ears Podcast, get ready to potentially steal. Jordan, we are back to you. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe, the MEU, asking what Disney movie made you cry?
I'm going to go with Onward.
Onward. I like that answer.
Too bad it's wrong.
The Mouse Ears universe did not like that answer. And I like it so much, it's on my wall.
That is a great underrated movie.
Yes. All right. So, Mouse Ears Podcast, have a chance to steal. We surveyed our Mouse Ears universe, the MEU. What Disney movie made you cry? Kelton.
We have a toss-up between two of them. And I'm going to guess, and I guarantee I'm going to guess wrong.
Okay.
But I'm going Bambi.
Bambi. What's the number four answer?
I'm sweating over here.
Oh, my God. Oh, heart attack.
Oh. I've realized y'all can see my mouse.
I don't like seeing the mouse. I don't like it.
Forget about Bambi.
You don't cry more than Bambi. Bambi's the kind of movie where you literally don't watch it.
No, right, because you cry.
Well, that's the problem now it is. Bambi out of real people.
Oh my gosh.
So, number three was Toy Story 1.
Why would that one make people cry more than three?
Nostalgia.
When they're all holding hands in the, you know, then.
The furnace?
No. Spoilers!
No, when he hands the toys over.
Or, you know, fun.
I say spoilers
for two-year-olds.
So, funny story. We took my mom, my brother, and myself took one of our friends' kids to go see that movie. And they asked her later, did you like the movie? No. Well, what was the movie about? Garbage. Because the toys referred to themselves as trash. Funny enough, that little girl has started college now.
Wow.
So, all right. Yeah, so,
no, I was just looking. Toy Story 3 is 14 years old. Is that not crazy? Oh, whoa.
That hurts.
So,
you're attacking us, and I don't appreciate it.
Number five. Dumbo.
Oh, Dumbo. Oh, yeah.
That one didn't cross my mind, I'll be honest.
And number six, Inside Out.
That was our second one.
Good job, team.
So,
we say the thing.
And Kelton, you went with the highest one. Look at you.
All right. So, we are about at our last round. If we're to do a little points total. Real quick, Mouse Ears is at 430 points. Renan Ohana is at 84. So
the math.
I will say this last one is worth triple. Just throwing that out there.
We need a respectable loss. We got this. Come on.
So,
who doesn't love an underdog story? I mean, all of your listeners are rooting for us right now.
Hey, look, Ronnie Ohana, at least we can't.
We definitely did insulting after every round we lost, didn't we, Steph?
In all fairness, there have been some answers that I'm just like, I just feel let down. I feel let down. By the universe, so by the MEU.
Next time we need
Mouse Ears Universe, we love you. We love you, Mouse Ears Universe.
I will say, yes, I love the fact that the Disney universe is so massive that none of us can come up with even half of the same answers all at the same time. Like, it's so vast and like. There are so many different people with different opinions in the Mouse Ears universe. Like, that's what I love so much about Disney is everyone's so freaking different and we all mm-hmm. think so differently. But this amazing thing that started with Walt Disney brings us all together. It's just really cool. Really cool.
And on that note,
yes,
MEU putting in Carousel of Progress. Yes. Just yes. If nothing else, yes to that one.
I was to go.
Yes. So going to the last round, give me Jordan, give me Steph. Are y'all ready? Last round, we're at number 8, round 8. Here we go. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. Besides lions, what animal is featured in The Lion King? Jordan, you had your hand up.
Hyenas.
Hyenas was resounding number 1. Are y'all going to pass or play?
Oh, we're going to play.
All right. So, Gabby, Matthew, I'm not even going to attempt it. According to the Mouse, we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. Besides lions, what animal is featured in The Lion King?
A toucan? How
do you say it? Toucan, toucan, pecan, pecan.
Nope.
Anything I could think of. Come on.
To know. All right. So, Robbie, we are back to you. Survey the Mouse Ears universe. Besides lions, what animal is featured in The Lion King?
When he was a young warthog. When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
I think we should pay extra points for style there. I mean, come on. Like, maybe like 100 or so.
Well, it's the number 2 answer. All right, Jordan, we're back to you. Only one strike. Besides lions, what animal is featured in The Lion King?
I'm going to go with wildebeests.
Wildebeest was the number 4 answer. All right, Gabby, Matthew, we are back to y'all. Only 2 answers left.
I have never seen yes. The Lion King. So.
Whoa, putting yourself on blast.
I'm just learning this fact.
Matthew, we understand if this is like the end or if you guys need to step away to have a discussion. Like, it's okay.
We don't need that name anymore.
We can pause this.
We could get into some
after. You need to watch it after this.
I would not be able to be in my relationship had Michael never seen The Lion King. Just putting it out there. You need to do yourself a favor. And there's 2. There's a live action, the animated. You start with the animated. Always the animated.
I can
like it's no joke. My favorite movie.
Yes, me too.
I'm sorry to have offended everyone here.
All of us. We are all offended.
Gabby, I'm not in any way offended because it is absolutely not my favorite Disney movie.
Thank you.
But
you're letting me down. Throw up
for the answer.
Why? So Mouse Ears Podcast is the winner. So
this best soundtrack, best movie. Best jokes all in one movie.
Best sidekicks, even though the Mouse Ears universe does not agree.
All right. So, Matthew, Matthew, besides lions, what animal is featured in The Lion King?
Well, let's go with the warthog's partner there, the meerkat.
Meerkat is the number 2 answer.
Kelton, why are you saying yes and clapping? They are the other team.
He's got a good heart. Leave it to him.
At least he's right. Seen The Lion King.
All right, Robbie, we are back to you.
Oh my God.
Only one answer left and only one strike. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. Besides lions, what animal is featured in The Lion King?
Okay, they're not main characters, but they do feature heavily. and one of the big numbers. I'm going to go with giraffes.
Giraffes. Was not.
I was feeling all tall, right, guys. So, I'm feeling short.
Jordan, it is on you. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. Besides lions, what animal is featured in The Lion King?
Asante sana squash banana. I'm going with a mandrill. Monkeys.
Good answer. Good answer.
It's wrong, isn't it? Yep.
It is. Yeah. All right. Mouse Ears. Oh, is all of you, you can steal this. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. Besides lions, what animal is featured in The Lion King? Steph.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna go with baboon. And if it's not baboon, it has to be baboon.
All right. I will just say this. There's a reason I keep saying over and over and over again when we get to this fifth answer. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe.
I don't know. If you say mouse.
No.
If you say mouse.
It's not mouse. It's not mouse. I don't.
Is it an elephant?
Here's the thing.
Bugs.
No. 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 I think if I gave y'all 20 guesses, I don't know if you would guess it.
Zebra.
No.
Flamingo.
No. No.
Bird.
Here's the thing. I don't know if this animal is in The Lion King. Like,
that's not fair.
Okay. We surveyed the Mouse Ears universe.
How would you not put a baboon in, like,
tiger?
No, those are bad people. They're the ones that have seen Lion King.
Somebody got confused with Jungle Book.
They thought this was Aladdin. Absolutely not.
That was Gabrielle's answer.
Those are my people. They're my people.
No, that was just Gabrielle. No, not her people.
This was the 100% of the Mouse Ears universe.
So I'm
researching.
That's what I was saying. That's why I kept saying we surveyed.
We couldn't have even fathomed that answer.
I probably could have come up with
this. No, so, I don't see this anywhere. And I honestly thought that Rafiki was a baboon.
The Lion Guard, but there is not a tiger in The Lion King.
That is.
Again,
this is
we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe.
The important thing is,
you're saying that as if it's making the answer any better. Either way,
we're going to shut down the entire podcast.
I did not come up with the answers.
The Mouse Ears universe did.
But Mouse Ears, we still love you.
We still love you.
I like how this is.
But you're wrong.
You are dead wrong.
This is the one I'm questioning them on.
But you can have
yes. Right. This one's not even in the movie.
Nobody got points.
So. All right. So at the end.
I might as well have said lions. Like, what?
That may have been in there. I took that answer out because I was like, besides lions.
I just can't believe that tiger won over Rafiki.
Well, it's okay. The sixth answer would have been bears, so.
Oh my, here's the thing, there were only Rafiki was a baboon, by the way,
which now I'm really upset about personally, but
it would have been better than tigers. I'm sorry. At the end of eight rounds, we have Running Ohana coming back strong with 372 points.
Hey.
Well, guys, good job, team.
And we have the Mouse Ears podcast with 430 points.
Yes!
Victory! Sorry, guys. Victory!
So.
That's what we know.
Here we go. So now the fun is still going because we have fast money. So we need money? No. But y'all do get to pick who is going to play from the Mouse Ears universe. We need two people to play. Or if you would like to pick someone from Running Ohana, if you would like, and we can all be winners.
Gabby said.
Number one. So. Number one draft pick right here. Number one.
I'm here first.
So.
Can I for the people that aren't watching, I just want to like point out the fact that Robbie's mouse ears have gone from the top of his head to his eyes to now a beard of sorts coming out of his face.
They remind me of those giant gauge earrings, Robbie.
Do your ears hang low?
It's a multi-purpose accessory. I don't limit myself based on society's expectations.
No, all you right. Even wear a bra on your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's happened.
Fashion. You're in Lilo and Stitch.
All right,
my favorite thing Robbie Clark has ever said to me was, Jordan, I still don't know how to measure a head to bra ratio.
All right, so Kelton, I see you're raising your hand.
Yeah, I'll since I don't think Shelby wants to do it, and I think Steph is out. So I'll go up again. I'll go with Robbie. I'll pull Robbie from Running Ohana. Let's see if we can knock this out.
All right.
I'm sweating over here. I'm nervous.
Have full faith in Kelton.
Yes.
Later, Robbie.
I have zero.
All right. So. All
right, Brooks, can you give us a rundown again on how this is going to work?
All right. So here's the thing. Y'all are working together to get 200 points.
We got this, Robbie.
Whoever wants to go first, I'll be asking you 5 questions. And you will have.
Kelton and I are working together?
Yes.
Oh, bro, dream team.
Yeah. So, whoever goes first, the other person, try your best to maybe take your headphones out to try not to maybe listen to it.
You going first?
So, I'll be asking you 5 questions. Your time will start after I finish the first question. And you will answer the 5 questions, and then we'll go over your answers, and then we'll have Robbie come in, and I'll ask him the same 5 questions. He will give his answers, and if he duplicates, I will ask him to give another answer. And the goal is to reach 200. So, Kelton, are you ready?
Brooks, I'm going to go on mute, and I'm also going to turn my speakers off, and I'll just wait for you all to give me a thumbs up to know that it's time to come back.
Sounds good.
Robbie, we could text you if you want, when you can come back on.
I'm not getting texts. The black hole in the Clark household is active and hungry, so nothing.
You have internet? I can chat you on Snap.
All right. So, Kelton, are you ready?
No, but let's go ahead.
All right. Again, I'll be asking you 5 questions. Get the first answer that comes to your mind, and your time will start after I finish reading the first question. All right. And all of these, we surveyed the Mouse Ears universe. Question number 1, what Disney character would be most helpful on a deserted island?
Woody.
Okay. Question number 2. What ride at Walt Disney World would you replace?
Star Tours.
All right. Question number 3. What Disney princess would you like to have lunch with?
Tiana.
Question number 4. What Disney movie has the best soundtrack?
Lion King.
All right. And last question. What extinct ride would you like to bring back at Walt Disney World?
Great movie, Ryan.
All right. So, question number one. What Disney character would be most helpful on a deserted island?
So bad. That was so bad.
You said Woody. Was not in the top six answers. All right. Question number two. What ride at Walt Disney World would you replace? You said, remind me your answer again.
Star Tours.
Star Tours was not in the top six. So question number three, what Disney princess would you like to have lunch with? You said Tiana. That was the number one answer.
All right.
By the way, I like this template because it automatically gives me the scores at the bottom. All right. Question number four. What Disney movie has the best soundtrack? You said Lion King. That was the number two answer. All right. And last, what extinct ride would you bring back at Walt Disney World? You said the Great Movie Ride. That was the number one answer.
Ouch.
All right. So you got 68. That's it. That's pretty good. So.
Can Robbie come back now?
Yep. Robbie can come back.
I just snapped him.
He's thinking about it. Hey, Robbie. Robbie.
I'm back.
All right. Yeah, we can hear you.
Ooh.
All right. So, Kelton got 68.
200 is the threshold.
200 is the threshold. You got this, Robbie. You got this.
And I'm getting the same question, and I'm trying to...
You're getting the same questions. You're trying to get the number one answer. If you duplicate any of his, I'll ask you to give another answer.
Okay. Is there a time limit?
Yes.
Damn it.
So you'll have 30 seconds.
Okay.
And your time will start, after I finish reading the first question. All right. And again, all of these answers were given by the Mouse Ears universe. Robbie, are you ready?
Let's go, bro.
All right. According to the Mouse Ears universe, what Disney character would be most helpful on a deserted island?
Genie.
All right. Question number two. What ride at Walt Disney World would you replace?
Jungle Cruise.
All right. Question number three. What Disney princess would you like to have lunch with?
Belle.
All right. Question number four. What Disney movie has the best soundtrack?
Lion King is that far down? Let's go with the one, Hercules.
Hercules. And finally, what extinct ride would you like to bring back at Walt Disney World?
Ooh.
5 seconds.
Terrestrial. I know that's not in there, but that's the one I want.
All right. So, question number one, what Disney character would be most helpful on a deserted island? You said Genie was the number three answer. Moana was the number one answer.
Interesting.
All right. Question number two.
Wait, can you tell me what Kelton guessed? I want to know what my partner was thinking.
He said Woody.
Woody, that's a good one too.
Okay. Question number two. What ride at Walt Disney World would you replace? You said Jungle Cruise. That is not on the top six. Tomorrow Speedway was the number one answer.
I totally forgot about that ride.
So
that's Kenny's favorite ride.
Kids love that ride.
Followed by Mission Space was the number two.
But that's not
all right.
Oh, I guess it's not Magic Kingdom. It's all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah. All right. So question number three, what Disney princess would you like to have lunch with? You said Belle. Belle was the number two answer. Tiana was the number one answer. Question number four, what Disney movie has the best soundtrack? You said Hercules, Hercules, Hercules. That was the number six answer. Princess and the Frog was the number one answer.
Ooh, Tarzan? Wow.
Oh, Phil Collins. Come on, man.
Tarzan was number three.
That's a good one.
Moana was number four. Aladdin was number five.
Aladdin was my number one.
My guess would have been a Goofy movie.
Okay, hang on, hang on. We have another confession. We have another confession.
She has not seen a Goofy movie.
She has not seen Aladdin.
Well, I don't want to get into it. You've all been very pleasant to work with.
I love you so much. We have so many things to fix while we're resting up for the marathon, okay, love?
I mean, this sounds like just cancel all plans. We're having movie marathons.
Oh, gosh.
Please tell me you have seen Harry Potter.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
If anybody would like to gift me a Disney Plus subscription,
I have one.
That's even worse.
Well, I have watched the Eras Tour like 70 times. Like, I can't. I just can't. Anyway, I'm going back on you.
All right. So finally, what extinct ride would you bring back at Walt Disney World? You said extraterrestrial. That was not on our list. Great Movie Ride was number one. Mm-hmm. Splash Mountain was number two. I think that one was still hitting hard.
It's still there, people. Come on.
I figured that would be the answer, but I'm really glad Robbie didn't say it because it's still there.
It's still there. It's rethemed. It's not gone.
Yeah, it's still
it's
there.
It's rethemed.
That literally never would have crossed my mind.
I'm thinking.
Does everybody else on the call know the ride that I'm talking about, though? Extra Terror Estriel?
Yeah, I thought I was going to die.
You sat around the
Xanamorph.
Is that the one in Magic Kingdom?
I was shaking. Yeah, no.
I never wrote it.
It was by Stitch. The Stitch encounter. Yeah, it was awesome.
It's like breathing on your neck. Oh, gosh, I can't know.
I never got it.
Nightmares.
Loved it.
What was number two? Like the Xanamorph? Number two
up alien, but yeah, you're thinking it was
straight up alien.
Number two was Splash Mountain. Number three was Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Oh, I should have thought about that.
Number four was Horizons.
I thought about that one.
What that is. What is that?
That's the one I thought about.
In Epcot.
Yeah.
And number five was the Studio Backlot Tour.
That's the other one I was going to go
that
with.
That was the other one I was thinking too, Kelvin.
And number six was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Wow. Kicking it old school.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that one.
I didn't get that in Disney World at any point.
That was before The Little Mermaid.
Actually, before Seven Dwarves sits on the actual ride track. Seven Dwarves does.
Interesting. Did we go over what people would get rid of? I'm so curious.
So if we're going back to... Yeah, question number two. I'll just click on the answers. Number one was Tomorrow Speedway. Number two was Mission Space. Number three was Astro Orbiter, which, fun
That's
fact,
the one I thought
is
about.
Going down in January and will not be back until
summer. Yeah.
Number four, Tough to Be a Bug.
It's going
Thank
away.
God.
I like Tough to Be a Buck. Anyway, number five, It's a Small World.
That was my number one.
A classic, my gosh.
And finally, Hall of Presidents.
You can't take my sleeping space away.
Ooh.
Thank you, sleeping space.
I like Hall of Presidents.
All the
so sleep on Carousel of Progress. Same
you
effect.
Can't sleep through a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Yeah.
I agree. Sure. I agree. Fair.
So I have a question, though. This is strictly Walt Disney World, not Disneyland, right?
Correct. Walt Disney World.
Okay, because leave It's a Small World at Disneyland alone. I didn't cry when I saw the castle. You can ask Robbie. I cried when I saw Small World.
It's gorgeous. I agree. It's
beautiful.
Yeah, it's actually a ride you want to ride through more than once. Yeah.
Absolutely, and we did.
Yep.
Yeah,
wow, that was fun.
It was really interesting to kind of compare some of those rides that exist between Disneyland and Disney World. And we had some pretty definitive favorites between the two parks, and it was a little shocking.
Pirates at Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
Hands down, the best one.
What is he looking at?
What?
The pirate with the magnifying glass. What is he looking at?
This is a family-friendly show. You be quiet.
No, we're moving. I don't know what it's aimed at. Like, what is he looking at?
You lost me there. I'll tell you that much.
I don't know.
Could this be a discussion for Mouse Ears After Dark?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Exclusive on Patreon, maybe, eventually.
Not right now, people.
Need to sign an 18-plus waiver before we start that discussion.
Just for the record, that was genuinely not where my brain was going, so thank you all for taking me there.
So, anyway... So we are trying to, where is it? We're trying to pivot back. I just want to say, everyone, thank y'all for being on our season 3 finale of the Mouse Ears podcast.
Hey,
it's
Brooks,
hard to believe. Yes.
I know you're wrapping up, but I actually have a little surprise that I wrote a little something and I was hoping to share.
Of course,
the group.
Yes,
this goes out to my running Ohana, my teammates. But I want you, Amy Pierce, to know that you are absolutely part of our group too. So, anyway, we were all down in Disney for 'twas the night before a race, and Robbie was really nervous. You could see it on his face. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. This actually got deleted. Let me try and fix it. A new trial awaited, a challenge not yet done. He was concerned he wouldn't finish, let alone have any fun. As he lay there full of worry, concerned and fully vexed, his phone began to twinkle. He had received a text. He opened to find a message, a heavenly gift like mana, for it was from his friends, his very own running Ohana. They were worried too, but eager to take a shot. They trained and sweated for hours, giving it everything they got. They reminded little old Robbie that he was not alone and that we'd be together at the starting zone. We'd run our race as family on this Disney course designed, and we'd finish it all together because no one gets left behind. So remember your own Ohana, those people that you hold dear, and be thankful to be together at this special time of year. Whether friends or family or podcast, it's these people in your life that celebrate your triumphs and recover from your strife. So hold them oh so closely and cherish their lovely light. Remember to love them always and have a wonderful Christmas night.
Bobby, that was amazing.
That and was just awesome. Remember, we got this.
You got Jordan crying.
We got this.
Only a few more weeks. 23 days. That is so exciting. Oh, Robbie, you killed it.
I've been doing this every day thinking about it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm joining the 5-10K.
We are all in it.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming and for sharing that, Robbie. That is beautiful. Even if we're not totally the Running Ohana group or the MEP group, and I'm so happy for all of you guys being here. That made me emotional.
You are part of the Ohana. The second we all got together, Steph, you guys are part of our Ohana. And this is really special. So thank you guys for including us.
Yes.
I want to take a moment and thank Brooks Harvey, because Family Feud, first ever Family Feud on the Mouse Ears podcast, was Fun. Capital fun.
Great job, it Brooks. Awesome.
Thanks, thank Brooks.
I mean,
official answers, but so, overall fun. Yeah. Overall fun.
Yeah. And Shelby, for coming on last minute. Yeah. So glad you made it too. This was awesome.
Yeah.
This was awesome.
Just remember, we are all in this together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
I have
on,
anger.
I have anger. So I'll just say before we finish up with season three, we still had a trivia question way back when. A trivia question sponsored by Magic Candle Company. How many hosts have there been on Family Feud? Does anyone want to take a guess?
No.
Seven?
You know, I mean, they have something to go with Henry VIII. There are six hosts.
Oh.
So, and they are Richard Dawson, who liked to kiss everyone. Ray Combs, no idea who that was. Louis Anderson, I forgot he was a host. Al Borland, or as he's better known as Richard Karn. John O'Hurley, or Elaine's boss on Seinfeld. And finally, the current host, Steve Harvey. So.
No idea.
Good. And Brooks Harvey.
Cool.
I was like, yeah, followed by.
And Brooks Harvey, our favorite.
The best of the best.
Well, I need to step up my mustache game to be like Steve Harvey. And
you're the most magical host on earth, Brooks.
And I will not have the suits that Richard Dawson would have today with all the kissing. Anyway. We're going to cut that part, but just want to thank everyone again for being on our season three finale. I think this is also episode 75.
Wow. It's way to go. To Mouse Ears Podcast. Y'all are rocking it.
Yeah. I can't wait till next season when we hit triple digits. But folks, that just about does it for season three of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group, our TikTok page, and the Mouse Ears blog Instagram to stay up to date on all things travel, but mostly Disney. And if you're interested in having a Fairytale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. Lastly, if you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears Podcast, we would love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. Give us that 5-star review. Until next season. Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.